Today is graduation day at Heritage Academy. It's a conservative evangelical Christian school in Hagerstown, Maryland. 15 students have earned high school diplomas. Only 14 will be on stage, though. One girl is barred from the ceremony because she's pregnant. NPR's Tom Jelton has the story.
A year ago, Maddie Runkles was known in her little Christian school as a model straight-A student. But then she broke her school's moral code by having premarital sex. Not long after, she found herself standing before a school assembly in tears, confessing she had made a mistake. As a result, she had gotten pregnant. But she said she was prepared to keep the baby and accept the consequences. Her stand has made her a hero in the anti-abortion world.
These right here are notes that I've received, or letters that I've received from strangers. So I'm busy writing thank you letters to them. So this is all.
The notes praise Maddie for deciding at the age of 18 to choose having a baby boy over abortion. She's not identifying the father, he's not from her school, and they do not plan to marry.
I've gotten a lot of diapers, which is all in these boxes, and wipes, and then over here I've gotten a lot of.
The outpouring of support for Maddie is because many people think her punishment for breaking her school's moral code is excessive. She was suspended for 2 days and stripped of her position as student council president. Plus, she has to stay away from tonight's graduation.
Which is really a punishment for being pregnant because her baby bump is visible.
Kristen Hawkins is president of Students for Life, one of many anti-abortion organizations supporting Maddie. In a statement on the Heritage Academy website, the school principal, David Hobbs, said Maddie is being disciplined not because she's pregnant, but because she was immoral. He did not agree to an interview. Maddie Runkles argues that by shaming teenage Christian girls who get pregnant, school authorities promote abortion.
You know, it's making it seem like that's the easier option, like the best route to go, because you see Christians especially forgive people who have had abortions and they don't think twice about it, but then the girl who's pregnant, they kind of just do away with her and they don't really want anything to do with her.
For some Christians, this case raises a tough question. Should a religious school emphasize promoting chastity over opposing abortion, or vice versa? One of the few who have spoken out in support of the Heritage position is Michael Matt, a conservative Catholic who publishes a newspaper called The Remnant and has his own YouTube channel. He thinks that disciplining Maddie Runkles goes after the root cause of abortion,
which is the breakdown of sexual morality in society. I think the school did the right thing. Actions have consequences.
Kristen Hawkins of Students for Life does not buy the argument that allowing Maddie to participate in graduation would signal that premarital sex is okay.
I think every student at that school knows the sacrifices Maddie has had to make for her preborn son. And I don't think any student looks at Maddie and says, oh gosh, I want to be pregnant like her.
Maddie is due in the fall. She'll be living at home with her parents. Tom Jelton, NPR News.